League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul,
Colin Jettis.
It's Gettis, actually.
Jettis.
Gettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast with me, Colin Jettis, huh? In case it was someone else this week, Jesus Christ! Tuesday the 19th of July. This podcast has two sponsors today.
Wait, two?
Unbelievable. First one is the one we've had for 2 weeks now. 2 weeks of our 1 month trial period. It's only beer52.com. The company that will basically send you craft beer to your door, which is one of the best services I could possibly think of. You get eight delicious beers chosen by Beer 52. Each week or month they're themed. I think this month it's London. London-based craft beers. They send out the eight beers in the pack. You get a copy of Ferment magazine, which is normally a fiver. And a wee pile of snacks for you to eat with the beer. How about that, guys? All you have to do to join the fastest growing beer club in the world is go to beer52.com, enter the code BANTER10, as in general banter, and 10 as in you're about to get £10 off your first order. Huh? Unbelievable. You get eight delicious craft beers, an incredible 100-page magazine, and a tasty snack delivered to your door, all for 14 quid. Head over to beer52.com, enter the code BANTER10. Grab yourself some of the best craft beer in the world! I'll tell you why craft beer is good, because you could be sitting at home going, I'm going to have some beers tonight, and you're like, oh my god, I drank 12 bottles of Coors Light last night. You know, your head is absolutely ripping, and you don't feel great. You're like, why did I have to drink 12 of those? You know, get about four of these craft beers in you, and you're not going anywhere, sir. I don't know what the crack is with them, but I don't know whether it's because they're all different and you're like, let me taste this one. Oh, let me taste this one. I was splitting them out the other day. Like, you know, just there was me, Maureen, and her sisters, two of her sisters. And I was like, let's come on, we'll taste these beers. And we're basically having like a mouthful each of each bottle. And I'll be honest with you, about the third one, I was a wee bit like, I might have to take a sit down here, boy. Don't know what it is. It's good stuff, though. Our second sponsor. We've went from none to two. Our second sponsor. And the good thing about these sponsors are, I'm not just going, here, go out and buy something. These are people who sort of almost need co-promoted. I know Beer 52 do all right for themselves. And this other company, you may have heard of it. Uber. Basically the taxi replacement service. They basically got in touch with me saying that it's relatively new in Belfast and people are a bit sort of, you know, still getting taxis and paying through their fucking nose for it. I probably shouldn't be swearing during this promotion. They didn't send me a read, so this is what you're getting, Uber, alright? You're getting me flogging your shit. Okay? So what they've done is, they've got in touch with me, they're like, listen, we want you to tell your people via social media about Uber, and I'm like, right, okay, what's the deal? And they tell me all you have to do is get people to sign up. But here's the deal: if you don't have Uber on your phone, get Uber, sign up. I have a unique code similar to the Beer 52 one. My unique code for Uber is BANTER15. If you get the app and you sign up and you get that, you put that code in And it basically means that you get £15 worth of free travel using Uber. So if you're a student, or if you're in Belfast for the night out, or indeed if you live in Belfast and you just want to essentially get a free lift, get Uber, put in the code BANTER15, get £15 worth of travel for free. And that's all you have to do. That's all they've asked me to do. You know? It's not like a product where I'm like, go out and buy this. You know, send me money. They just want me to tell you guys that if you get Uber in Belfast, you put in the code BANTER15 and that'll get you £15 worth of free travel using Uber, the car service. And I'll tell you what, I'm actually lying to you, because you can use that code anywhere in the UK. So there you go, guys. BANTER15, when you're signing up to Uber, get £15 worth of free travel. Beer 52 and Uber, guys. Many sponsors we'll have next week. 4, maybe. Let's fucking party. Let's move on with this goddamn podcast here. The sun is beating through the window right now, which is phenomenal when you've spent, like, most of June, or what month is it? July, in Northern Ireland, with it pissing down with rain. So it is very sunny. We live down in the country, as I've mentioned 58,000 times. And sometimes when you're in the pissing rain in the country, you're like, this is fucking depressing. And then when the sun comes out, you're like, all right, this is why it's way better than living in a city. That's the best way to do it, guys. You know, drop in to cities and then retreat back to the country, where you can just blast music and fucking drink your craft beer in the garden like a goddamn savage. I was doing fucking kettlebells in the middle of a garden yesterday. Where would you get it? You gonna do that in the middle of your city? I'll just carry this 24k fucking thing down the middle of the street here. Cool. Cool stuff, bro. So it's absolutely lovely weather. I mean, that's mainly what people in Northern Ireland talk about. If you've never been here, it's the icebreaker. And that's what must be shit about living somewhere like LA or something where it's constantly sunny. What do you say to your Uber drivers? Eh? Another plug. What do you say to them when you get in the taxi? Shots a fucking gnarly nice day of the day, isn't it, mate? Yes. Whereas in Northern Ireland, you get to go, oh my God, look at this weather today, sir. And he's like, I know, it's raining and all. Here's Northern Ireland, right? Here's Northern Ireland. That rain would fucking sicken you, wouldn't it? It's absolutely disgusting. Fucking soaking, miserable as fuck. Sun comes out. That heat would kill you. That fucking heat would kill you. My bollocks is sweating. My bollocks are running into my socks right now. Unbelievable. Absolute swamp hole I've got going on. Good to... Oh, gee, that coffee is fucking banging. So yeah, the weather's lovely. Brings out the nice activities. Last week did some archery. You know, shot some fucking arrows. Lost a few of them, but shot some arrows. Whoosh, into the old thing. Makes me want to get one of those bows with the pulleys and all that, like compound bows. But you know what I mean? Like, you fuck around with this other thing, you're like, ting, and you miss it, and you go, that was funny. You miss one of them compound bows, and you're like, oh, that went through the board. And threw about 7 sheep on the other side there. Sorry. Oh, wow, you need a new car door, by the way. so that sort of shit I've been doing. I had the most fucking... I was basically... I don't know if I mentioned this last week in the podcast. Girlfriend Maureen's mum was like, we're going to get a PA system. Because... They have a big old house, and they always have a big old family, and they're one of those houses where, like, if someone has a big birthday, even if they're not immediate family, sometimes cousins and stuff, sometimes they're just like, just have the party at our house, because it's big. There's a big fucking wing of the house, which is essentially just for partying. So she's like, we're going to buy a PA system. Will you buy it for us? As in, look it up and choose one and use our money to buy it. Not like, here, Colin, I think we'd enjoy a PA system in our enormous house here. Will you buy it for us? And I'm like, hey, listen, I can't even buy my own lunch today. So how about that? So I went on gearformusic.com. I'm going to slag them because, you know, they're one of those people who probably take for granted that they're maybe the number one salespeople for music equipment online. Gear for Music. I go on there. There's different packages for PA systems. I pick one. It's like 1200 watt fucking thing. You got a mixer. You got an amp. You got two big speakers. But then it also came with like microphones and microphone stands and stuff. This is boring as shit. Long story short, you know, hashtag it'll still be 8 minutes long. I fucking order it, right? It gets delivered out. There was a problem with the order, first of all. So I had to ring up and be like, did that order go through? And they're like, no, just do it again. All right, mate. Make the order again. This stuff comes. I don't know if there's any fucking sound techie type folks listening to this. I set up the speakers. I plugged the mixer into the amp. And then the amp outputs, I'm sure, go into the fucking speakers. And they took, this is real techie bollocks here, but I'm sure there's someone out here that knows what they're talking about with PA systems. I then needed two fucking speak-on cables, I believe they're called, with the blue fucking ends on them. And they click in and spin round. And they weren't there. They weren't in the package. There was speak-on to fucking jack. And I'm sitting there going, I don't know much about it anyway, but I was like, I've definitely thought about this enough where I'm at the point where I'm like, there's no other possible way to hook this up with these cables. They've clearly given us the wrong cable. So I phoned these Gear for Music ones. I'm like, hiya. I'm basically assembling a PA system I got off yourselves. And I've connected the mixer to the amp. And I basically have two of the wrong cables. I need to go speak on to speak on going into the fucking speaker. And the guy's like, no, there should be two jacks. There should be two jacks there available and blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, there's two jacks, bro, but they're the inputs, so I have to come from the... Like, again, cut a long story short, I don't know a fucking thing about sound equipment, and I'm on the phone to this guy who works at the fucking sound equipment place, and I'm going, mate, how many fucking times am I going to have to tell you? The connection that goes from the fucking amp to the speaker does not coincide, if that's even the fucking word, with this lead that I'm left with. And he goes, oh yeah, the speak-on cable goes into the speaker and the other end is a jack, yeah? And I was like, yes, it's a jack. And he goes, yeah, just put it into the jack. I was like, no, there are no jacks fucking connections on the back of the amp left. I'm left with two speak-on connections, you fucking dick. And he's like, yeah, well, you just take the jack and there's a little hole in the middle of the speak-on thing. And it goes down the middle. This cunt was bait. This cunt works in the fucking sound equipment place. And he's like, just take the jack lead. People don't know what I'm talking about. You know the wee bit of your fucking headphones goes into your phone? It's like that, but fatter. And he's like, yeah, that just goes down the middle of the other connection. And I was like, right, maybe I'm an idiot. Meanwhile, their house is enormous, so I'm on the fucking landline. And I have to then walk back down to their fucking party area. So I'm like, alright, I'll believe you, I'll go check. And then I go down and I go to put the thing in. I'm like, why the fuck did I let him tell me that? I was like, I knew rightly the jack wasn't going to fit in this hole. Also, if it wasn't such, you know, if it was someone even stupider than me, they'd be like, oh, well, obviously it's just a bit tight to start with, so you need to just hammer it on in there. You know, breaking the whole fucking thing. Right, I go back on the phone with him. He's like, yeah, we're just looking at the equipment, the picture of the thing, and we think that, yeah, you might need... And I was like, yes, thank you. I'm not a fucking tractor. I'm not a fucking idiot. I was like, I realised that the only option I was left with was a speak-on connection going to the speaker, which has another fucking speak-on connection. Oh, yeah, so you'll need a speak-on to speak-on connection. And I was like, yes. Yes, I will, you fucking pleb. And he goes, okay, we'll get one of those set out to you. They're $5.99 each. And I was like, mate, do you know how fucking shops work, you silly cunt? I was like, I'm definitely not paying for it because it wouldn't be me anyway. But I was like, you sent the wrong cable. Do you understand what I'm saying? You sent the wrong cables out. So you're expecting me now to buy two more fucking cables? And he's like, oh yeah, we'll get two sent out to you. You need two. How long do you need them? And I was like, I don't fucking know. Like, and he goes, is 3 meters long enough or something? I was like, yeah, that's fine. Right? No problem. All sorted. Go back in, speak to girlfriend Maureen's mum. She's like, duh, what happened? I was like, yeah, they're going, feeling like the big man. Yeah, they're going to send some out. Give him a mouthful there. And he's going to send out some fucking cables. Fast forward 2 days. There's a package. Open it up. There's one fucking cable in it. One fucking cable. And I'm like, is this guy fucking mentally retarded? What? There's one fucking cable. Like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with one cable? Unbelievable. So now I'm no doubt gonna have to fucking ring them back today. And then in my head I'm thinking, do you know what? This amp and system, it probably should work with one speaker because they're, you know, you're going, you just take one of the channels out of the speaker. And then I was trying to do that for ages and I was like, I can't get this fucking amp to work. Now I'm like, am I retarded or is the full system fucking broke? You know? I mean, how boring, is that, that's the most boring story you'll hear all fucking day, probably. Gearformusic.com. I see places where it's like, like, I don't know, I don't know how you can work in a place and not fucking, like, if the guy was like, yeah, sorry, it's my second day here, you'd be like, ready to get it. Anywhere I've ever worked, I was fucking balls deep in it in about fucking a month. You know, we sort of have to know. I worked in Curry's when I was a fucking teenager. And I knew nothing about cameras. And I mean, they weren't selling any real serious bits of kit, like, but after about a month, I knew everything about every fucking camera because I told people a million times. And I phoned this guy, and all they sell is fucking sound equipment and amps and shit. And he's like, yeah, just stick a fucking cable straight in the back of it, mate. Really? It's not the same connection? Doesn't matter, just smash all the wires in the hole. Oh, we realise we made a mistake, we need to send you some cables. Thank you. Only joking, there's one cable. Hang yourself with it, you fucking dumb bitch. Unreal. And that was, that is a boring, that is a boring fucking story. I apologise for that, but it bothered the tits out of me. Have some sort of interest in the field of work that you're in. You know? Don't get a job in a fucking food place. Or like, you know, like, do you ever do that? You go into like a place and you're like, oh, this is a nice little cafe. And you're like, oh, can I have the, I'll maybe have the, you know, you order some fucking bullshit. Can I have the breakfast fucking sub or something? And they bring out this shitty roll that's been like hacked open and there's like two bits of fucking sausage lengthways and a bit of bacon that's barely cooked or something and an egg that looked like it was dropped into the pan from space. And you're like, this is $4.95 or something on the fucking menu here. You're like, how is it so, like, do not get a job as a fucking cook if you're not remotely interested or good at it. Like, I've never had something like that. I've never had a fry-up that wasn't better than one I could make myself. Yet you're paying for it. I'm cracking up now. See the way I went straight from that to complaining about why people can't make decent fries? What a fat cunt. But it's true. You know, you go in somewhere and you're like, I was just wondering I was thinking of buying this model, but what is there any difference between this and this one? Just let me Google that. Just let me look that up on the fucking computer. I was actually in PC World looking at cameras just because Maureen was shopping in a different place. And I was like, I'm going to walk around here and have a wee look at cameras. I walk around and I just overheard this guy going like, I was looking to buy this TV. And the guy goes, all right, well, our TV expert is with someone right now, so if you could just bear with me. And you're like, the guy just said he wants to buy the fucking TV. I don't know how the sales work in PC World. is it commission or is it whatever? I don't know what it is, but surely everyone has to rack up some sort of sales figures. And this guy's like, all right, let me just wait till Darren over here is finished talking about TV. Also, how much is there to know about fucking new TVs? That one's fucking curved, that one's big, this one's 4K, which isn't going to fucking matter for about... Same as HD. HD barely matters now. This is an HD TV. Really? It's not going to matter a fuck unless you're watching like a decent fucking DVD. Here's a 4K TV. No one shoots in 4K yet, but go ahead. Go ahead and fucking enjoy that. Anyway, off on a rant there, guys, that wasn't ultimately funny. Don't work somewhere unless you're interested in it, is what I'm saying. It's imagine going to the gym and be like, is there a personal trainer in here? And they're like, Mackay, come here. And this big fat bastard walks over. He's like, I don't know, mate. I was at the fucking job centre and this popped up and here I am. You're like, mate, you have actual ketchup on your chest hair. Oh, I know. Crazy. I think I'm just cranky. Busy day yesterday. I had to help Maureen out with some of her makeup stuff. Not actually doing makeup, just some of her admin-y, let's do some ads, let's do price lists type things. And also last minute sort of video work for Boojum, the lovely people at Boojum. I get a lot of these jobs now where people are just like, can you do this by tomorrow at like fucking lunchtime? And I go, all right. And then I have to just rush all this shit out. But it's fun. It's a good way to do it. You know, sometimes you get projects where you're like, oh, we need this made in 3 weeks and we're going to have 9 meetings and back and forward and back and forward. Whereas sometimes it is good just to be like, can you do this? Yes. All right, here it is. Thank you. Here's money. Cheers. Bye. That's the best way to fucking do it. So I did that yesterday and then I did the workout in the garden. I don't know. And then it's sunny. So you have to get up, don't you? You really have to get up. But I really do feel like I could have fucking slept for about 3 more hours there. We went to the pub the other night. See one of these... Did you ever get those weeks where you're like, I shouldn't have drank as much as I drank? It was just one of those like, oh, well, there's a bit of sun, let's drink beer, and then more beer, and then someone else is having beer the next night, and then, you know... Like I've mentioned 18,496 times. We're down in the country now, so we're sitting there on Saturday night and girlfriend Maureen's sister was working in a local bar and she was like, here, this is going to be boring as shit. Can you come, do you want to come out and just fucking drink in the bar so I have someone to have to talk to? And I was like, all right, I already had a fucking hangover. So Saturday night we start drinking and in the office, in my wee office here, we're blasting fucking tunes and drinking beer, and then we ended up going to this pub, which is just like a little small weird country pub. There was some sort of fucking do on in it, like someone was having a fucking christening or some shit, so it was full of people and we just basically walked out to the smoking area and sat out there. And it's one of those nights where you're like, I didn't really plan on this, but I am fucking hammered, you know what I mean, just drowning fucking Guinnesses. And then speaking to some fella, and he's like, hey, what are these shots? And on, we're doing fucking shots of whiskey. And I end up home, and I was like, I'm blocked as fuck. What is going on here? But there was this fella, right? Typical, like, you know, just like, oh shit, maniac you would see at a bar. Comes out. We're basically sitting at a table. There's no one else in the smoking area. He piles over the table, sets his pint down, starts smoking one of them e-cigarettes that looks like a fucking... like a Game Boy with a straw in it, blowing smoke everywhere, and he's like, hey, boys. And then he was blocked, and he was a wee small, bald guy, and he turns around, and he's like, well, who's this man? Referring to me. What the fuck is that? It sounds like a plane landing. Ah, just a large bit of machinery. See, that's all them farmers busy today. They're like, there's a bit of sun, I tell you what would accompany this sun perfectly. A dense, dense fog of shit stench. You know, you want to enjoy the sun? I'm gonna fire shite all over this field. I mean, it's ridiculous when you think about that, that's your job. I collect the shite all year, and then I go out and I sprinkle it all over the grass, and then the cattle come along and eat their own shite. Strange world. And then we get it in that shed there and pull the tits off it, and then we can all go for cappuccinos. It's amazing. It's amazing the process of shit that happens in the background before you have something that's quite fancy, you know? Do you ever think about that? You know, people are like, you're so detached from where your food comes from. And you're like, yeah, you don't know that this boy's collecting shite, spreading it all over the place, sending the cows out to fucking eat its own shitty grass till its tits get all swollen. And then he goes, yanks the tits off it in a shed somewhere. You know, puts that through a few fucking things. That gets whipped off, brought to some coffee shop, you know, and some hipster whizzes it up and gives it to you. And they're like, that's $2.65, please. And you're like, thank you. And then, I mean, the farmer isn't getting $2.65 for a fucking cup. Tell that for free. Price of milk these days. So, like, then you just sit there going, I've had a bit too much caffeine, to be honest with you. I feel a bit jittery, Denise. Let me just have a water. It's incredible, that, isn't it? It's the amount of work goes in. You know, you're sitting there going, isn't this fillet of beef absolutely delicious? Isn't it delicious, Denise? You know, cut to 21 days before. Knifed in the neck. Blood everywhere. You know, fucking hacking bits of shit out. Pull all the skin off it. Gallons of blood. You're in the restaurant. Ding, 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 ding. I think they've overcooked. That's nice. Unreal. Still good, though. Still eat the shit out of it. What was I talking about? So we're in this pub. This guy comes over, sets a pint down on the table, and he's like, who's this man? Talking about me. And then he's like, he looks American. And I was like, all right. What the fuck does that mean? You know, with the baseball cap there and the black... I'm wearing a plain black t-shirt and a hat. He looks American. All right. I don't really know where to take it. No, you do, you know. It's not, I'm not slagging you or nothing. It's not an insult, but you do look American. You know, one of those things where you're like... I know he was black, but he just kept saying it. And I'm like, what do you want me to do? Start singing the fucking Star Spangled whatever. Meanwhile, you look very American. This cunt's wearing a Nike t-shirt that says Oregon State or something on it. I'm like, yeah, American, like, you're the t-shirt that you're wearing, like, did you buy that in America? No. I'm like, well, there you go. You have a fucking fairly specifically American Nike t-shirt on there. And you've never left this fucking street. He was drunk as fuck. I mean, he didn't fuck off the whole time, but... You look American, and then went off on one of those, you know, those ones like, you enjoying, that's good stuff there, isn't it? And I'm drinking Guinness, and I'm like, yeah, and he's drinking Carlsberg. That's good stuff. Yeah, it's good, it's nice. Some of the best pints in here. And I was like, yeah, you not drinking it? No, I don't like it. Okay, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? And then obviously just goes off on them ones like, You have to be careful, you know, I have friends and cousins and a bunch of mates. And even myself, you know, the drink gets a hold of you. It'll get a hold of you and it'll destroy you. You have to be careful. And I'm like looking at this guy going, well, if anything's going to make me stop drinking right this second, it's you. Telling people they look American. And drinking. And it... You know what? Actually, he was so drunk. He was like, you look American. And I was like, well, I'm white with no hair. The same as you, mate. I mean, that's the worst thing about being shaving your head. Is that you have the same look and haircut as a man that's maybe twice your age. It's not cool. So, that's basically what happened. So, I look American, guys. You look American. You look American. How do you look American? I mean, like wearing a fucking, some sort of Native American headdress and one of those like Uncle Sam Stars and Stripes jackets. I mean, if you... Do you know what? Here's what he probably really meant. You're a big fat cunt. You look American. What do you mean? You look like you had two dinners. You look American. Like a big fat fucking piece of shit. Cheers, bro. You look American there with your fucking, with your gut hanging out beneath your t-shirt. You know, that's American. Do you know what might be the ultimate obese American look? Do you know when someone's upper arm is so fat, and not in a weightlifter way, but it's so big that the fat almost like hangs down, and there's like, it's like the back of your tricep has a belly, if that makes sense. Like it's hanging down over your elbow. So when you straighten your arm, you've got this like arm crease. That might be the worst one. I probably have it anyway, but that's just because I'm fucking yoked as fuck. And I was talking to some fella, and he's all like, here, boys, fucking... It's weird when you meet someone who, like... Obviously, back in the day when I made those I Am Fighter videos, you know, I made them and whatever. I probably... In hindsight now, I probably should have really kept it up and evolved it and chased it up. But I was very aware at the time... that, like, I didn't want it to be the only thing I did. And I've seen it happen before where people have a thing, like, this is my whatever, and they run with it really hard and fast, and then things kind of burn out. They all do. I mean, look, even some of the most successful things in the world kind of burn out. And I was aware of that to some extent at the start. You know, watch fucking... like The American Office or something, where you get about 4 or 5 great series and then you're like, that's when it should have ended. No, it's not a bad thing that you can't keep it going. It's just certain things have a shelf life, really. And with the I Am Fighter stuff, I made it and I was like, all right, I still do the odd Barry the Blender video if it's relevant, the like a McGregor fight or UFC or something. But there's a lot of people that's the only thing they saw of mine. So they're always like, Did you hear you're not making the Fighter videos anymore? And you're like, well, is fucking 4 years not a big enough gap to let you know that I might not ever do one again? I didn't really say that. That would be being rude. But I was aware back in the day that sort of I'm going to have to do other shit here, as in do more characters, which kind of worked because the first ever Bestie McDee I did based around the EMAs, straight away I went out to see Chasing Status that night at Mandela Hall, and everyone was like, oh, fucking Bestie McDee. And I was like, isn't that crazy that for like a year and a half, 2 years or something, all I've heard out the fucking windows of cars was, oh, buy a blender. And then I make one other video and it was like, there's fucking Bestie McDee. So I sort of thought then, I was like, right, I'd rather diversify this a bit, so I'll put out fucking, you know, Bestie McDee, the Gary Henderson thing, just loads of different characters, trying to do as many characters as I can. And there's probably about 5 or 6 characters now that can recur. I can just bring them out whenever they're relevant to something, whether it's those bro ones that I did with Shane, or the Barry Blender one, Bestie McDee, Gary Henderson, the fucking Chuck McGinley. Like, there's just different sort of characters. The Bellies one, the drug dealer. Just different characters that you can sort of pull out whenever I want. I also thought to myself, there's no point in doing this unless you can be reasonably good at stand-up too. Because to me, I was like, that's kind of what a real comedian is, not just like a comedy actor type person. So went down the long and painful road of doing stand-up. Which even now, I'm like, I don't know, is this even for me? I'm not even that sure, to be honest. But what I'm saying is, I'm talking to this fella... And I'm probably, you know, I'm very busy at the minute. I set up a fucking production company. You know, still a bit in the dark about that. You know, you fill in all the forms and you're like, guys, can you get back to me? Or what's the crack? I know there's like a thing. But anyway, you know, I'm doing that. I'm busy. I have a lot of videos to make for other people. I have videos of my own in the pipeline. We had the fucking tight shorts thing, TV last year. All this shit, probably doing better now than ever have been. But you always meet these people and they're like, oh, do you not do the Barry the Blender thing anymore? And you're like, let me tell you something. I was living with my fucking parents with no fucking anything when I was making those. I just finished uni. Skint as fuck. What do I do now? You know, and then takes a pile of years later and you're like, oh, I'm actually fucking making stuff for other people. I'm getting sponsored to do a fucking podcast eventually. All that shit. But it's just weird to run into someone who's like, oh, do you want me to lend you a fiver, mate? Because you don't make I Am Fighter videos anymore. No, I'm alright, mate. However, do buy me 3 or 4 Jamesons. Thanks. Unbelievable. Just thought I'd put that out there. I don't know whether that's even podcast worthy. But just one of those weird things. Just weird how people fucking perceive you. Isn't it? I know people always think, like, I've heard American comedians talk about this, where they're on a TV show and then they get a TV credit and, you know, all of a sudden people come out to see them at clubs. And then they sort of go, right, well, that's me kind of sorted. You know, I've financially sorted and I've got a bit of notoriety now. Now I can really focus on the stand-up. And people's attitude is, oh, you're not on TV anymore. What happened to you? And you're like, I only did the fucking TV so I could do more stand-up. No one gives a shit about TV. It's bullshit. I've been on TV fucking, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 times in this in Northern Ireland, and it wouldn't matter a fuck. It literally wouldn't matter at all that I've been on it or not. I don't know where I'm going with this, to be honest. I'm pacing around this office in a fucking rage. But news, other news. I've decided, having watched 15,000 vlogs, that I'm going to start one. I'm going to buy a camera today. I mean, the thing is with me, I've never bought decent gear, and I've said this before in this podcast, I've never bought decent camera gear ever, because there are professional cameramen out there who buy shit all the time, and there's no way you can keep up with them. But I think it's time for me to buy a half-decent camera, and I might start a vlog type thing, just because I've seen a range of them. I've seen ones that are absolutely fucking incredible, and I've seen ones that are quite popular that aren't that good. And I was just like, you know, I do some interesting shit. You know, I could give you a wee insight into fucking Laveries. Maybe take some footage of it so that people can see what Laveries is like if they've never been. And they're like, oh, I might go to that. You know? You know, you get to talk about big gigs coming up like the Ulster Hall. Just different shit. Behind the scenes kind of things that I might be filming or working on. Just a whole pile of shit. And I'll probably start off putting them out once a week, like, but, or just as and when I can. But yeah, I think I might get into that. It's just content, isn't it, guys? So you heard it here first. I'll let you know. I'm also going to change my YouTube from Godzilla to just Colin Geddes, because what the fuck is a Godzilla anyway? I feel like a mentalist going on that rant about the fucking Iron Fighter stuff, but it is bizarre. Are you alright, mate? Do you want to borrow my phone and make any phone calls or anything? You must be doing terribly for yourself now that you haven't made an Iron Fighter. But it is, you know, it took me a while going into stand-up and doing other shit, but it is good now that maybe some people, there are a large handful of people who just know me from that. There are also other people who are like, oh, I just like the Bestie McD stuff. Even though I've kind of stopped doing it because I feel like it needs reinvented a wee bit. You know, but then there's people that just listen to this podcast. There's people who just follow me on Instagram. There's people who just watch Snapchat. You know, it's kind of, that's the good thing about now is that I have plenty of different outlets for people to enjoy if they enjoy it. Aren't I a fucking saint? Huh? Unbelievable. Let's move on to some news there, guys. The place has gone fucking bananas. They had some sort of, what was it, some sort of vote about that nuclear trident thing. I don't even know what the fuck that means, to be honest with you. But essentially, what is it? Like, are people like, do we need to keep the I should read it. I really should, but I just can't get the internet connection right now, so I'm not going to look it up. Did they have a vote to be like, do we need to keep fucking paying money into this thing with these nuclear weapons? And everyone voted yes. And do you know what? As much as I'm a would be pro peace type of guy, I would say the harsh reality of it is, if anyone else has a fucking nuclear weapon, I'd like to have one too. Does that make sense? You know, if we're all on a fucking island, like that Channel 4 program, Eden, that's coming out, that's not a sponsor. But if that was the case, you're like, you're going on the island with 20 people, okay, and you get there and 19 of them have, like, machetes, you'd be like, where the fuck can I buy a machete in case one of these fucking assholes kicks off here? It might be what keeps everyone at peace, is that anyone at any stage could end it all. But then the worry is, who's in charge of that shit? I don't know, guys, I'm not a politician, but that seems pretty weird. And then, of course, it just sounds crazier because it's coming out of the mouth of the new girl that gets voted in. She's like, I'm just going to make all these decisions. And they're like, who the fuck asked you to come in here, you dumb bitch? Google.com. The heat is coming in through the window onto my laptop right now, and you could fry a fucking piece of bacon on it. Christ the night. I'm yet to do a funny podcast one of these weeks. Right, hold on. Turkish. So, let me just read this up. Turkey is a fucking nightmare at the minute. In fact, the whole world, I don't know what it is, but these fucking attacks keep popping up. And again, Turkish president says he is ready to reinstate the death penalty if people demand it, following a recent coup attempt. So did they try and fucking throw him out, did they? I don't know, but I seen a video the other day. That's another thing I need to figure out the world. I sit out here in the country, in the garden, in the sunshine, and I'm like, what the fuck's going on here? You know, they had that bus in fucking France that just ploughed through a crowd, killing everybody. And they're like, oh, of course he was in fucking ISIS or some shit. Which is brutal. And then, the internet is fucking madness. You know, they had a picture of a car that had a deer and it was covered in blood. And they're like, this was one deer. And then a picture like, this was one person and it was covered in blood on another car. And then they showed the lorry. The guy drove through the crowd and there's no blood on it, and they're like, oh yeah, how could they hit 80 people and fucking, like, you know, there's no blood on any of it? And you're thinking to yourself, well, maybe they just ran over them. How about that? You know, You could drive over people at fucking 20 mile an hour. There's not going to be a whole pile of blood on the car. You're just going to crush them to death. And I don't even know what that fucking meme was trying, or that thing was trying to tell you. Were they trying to say, like, you know, oh, this was one of these false flag things just to go to war with, you know, the fucking whoever, the Muslims who are driving lorries into people. And you're like, you would believe that if it wasn't, if the French fucking government weren't turning around and being like, guys, just let you know, you just learn to live with terrorism, you know, because France is basically a fucking madhouse now. People are driving into each other. There's fucking bombs at music fucking concerts. There's people just being hacked down in the street. Just live with it, you know, just live with it. I know there's a lot of people coming in here. Who was it, the Germans or the French? I don't know, but whatever, something to do with the amount of, you know, immigrants that were in a certain area, populating an area, the amount of, like, sexual assault towards women in that fucking area went up. And they were like, here, just make sure you're at arm's length from a fucking raper. And maybe wear a fucking bracelet around your arm that says, don't rape. As if this guy's gonna be like, I'd like to fuck you. He's Russian now. He's about to bang someone. He's like, that's rape. I'm gonna use rape because banging's kind of fun. But, like, you're not going to, like, be in the middle of a rape and be like, is this, let me see your wrist. Oh, shit. Oh, mate. She's got a fucking don't rape band on. All right, we'll move along. Have you any mates? You any numbers for any mates there? Fucking ridiculous. How about you just get the people that do that and be like, here's the deal. Well, first of all, you're going to jail because you did a rape. Also, if you're going to be... See, I get Putin's fucking standpoint on it. He's like, listen, bitch, you're going to come in this country. You're going to act right or I'm going to fucking kill you. How about that? Maureen! 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 Do you want to be in my podcast for 20 minutes? Quickly. Do you want to make coffee and be on it?
Do you want me to?
Yeah. I'm talking, before I get racist, but it's talking by myself.
Okay.
And we're back. I was just talking, by the way, Maureen's here. Say hello.
Hello.
It
really looks like I just purposely come in at the end every time.
Yeah.
I really don't.
You're pretty good at it. So, by the way, to whoever it was last time, he was like, oh, keep your guard off the podcast. I'm sure she's nice, but you're a better crack.
Obviously.
Yeah. Here. You're a professional comedian, aye? You're better, you're funnier than your girlfriend. I would disagree, Maureen. I think you're funny to look at also.
Thank you, Colin.
Here, I was talking about raping. See, do you know in France, the way there was like a pile of... Here's my line of thought, right? I was going, those people drove through in the fucking lorry, killed a load of French people. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Then there was a picture on the internet, and it was a car that had hit a deer, and it was covered in blood. And there was a car that had hit one person and it was covered in blood. And it was like, and then there was the picture of the lorry that apparently hit like fucking 100 people. And they're like, where's all the blood? Like one of those internet things, like, was this a false flag? Like, are these all actors? Oh, screws, come on, I need to put them back in. Are these all actors and stuff? Which would be a legit conspiracy if France were like, you know, they're like, those false flag things are like, inside jobs that give you an excuse to hate someone, basically.
Yeah.
So, like, if people are thinking that that's what that is, but France aren't like that at all. France are basically like, who was it after that lorry drove through everybody? They were like, yeah, we're just gonna have to learn to live with terrorism. Like, they're soft as shit. So, why would that be one of those false flag things?
Yeah, I don't think there'd be any reason for them to.
If they're all soft as shit. Sure, yeah. And then I was talking about, because the amount of like immigrants that were in some area, the amount of women being like sexually assaulted was through the fucking roof.
Yeah, you said that. That's
and
really...
and the advice from whoever was in charge was like, it might have been Germany or France, I can't remember. They were like, yeah, just make sure you're fucking at arm's length away from any of these people. And then they were handing out like fucking Lance Armstrong, Live Strong, fucking armbands that said don't rape.
So terrifying.
Who's checking wrists?
Yeah. No one. Definitely no one.
Let me just write down a note. Sometimes you have a little idea. I'm just going to write me date raped. Sometimes you don't know where your inspiration for comedy comes from. Anyway, we'll move on. Do you know what this Turkish coup thing is about?
Not really, except that it was just part of the military decided to try and take over a bit.
Yeah, because I've seen a video.
Didn't succeed.
Nah, they rarely do. But did you see the video where there was like a big armoured vehicle going down the street? Same deal as France, like trying to drive through a crowd. And it was like, it looked like a bridge with like barriers up the side. And it basically just mushed a load of people against it.
Oh.
Which is obviously sharp metal. And this guy's filming and he goes, ah! He's screaming his head off. And someone had basically just been sliced in half.
See,
literally, like he cut his belly and he flopped over in half like that. And all
you've seen that in a video?
On Facebook. And I've been taken off for saying the word bomb before. There's a 3-day ban because you said the word bomb.
Yeah, that's a bit mad, isn't
Meanwhile,
it?
Here's a man's full fucking bolognese coming out of his gut.
I try to not watch any of those things. I feel like they're just too...
But it was kind of a surprise thing because it just said... Whoever shared it just said Turkey and then like the wee ghost face. And it looked like filming at night, and I was like, this is probably like a shootout or something. or like a load of shouting and fighting, but it was just like, and then this guy's fucking
it's a bit like
guts
the,
were everywhere.
The
my nose is so itchy. What the fuck?
But it's a bit like the niece thing where, to a certain extent, yes, freedom of speech and everyone can see the news instantly and see how bad it is. But there's certain things you're like, really don't need to see all of that. It's a bit, it's too much to watch, and also they're actual people. You know what I mean? So I like whenever, you know, in Nice it was kind of like, try not, let's not share these videos, and, you know, just in case, like, these are people's family, you don't want to like find out on social media. It's a bit much. Like, I feel like it would be a bit.
Because it used to
sometimes
be.
Sometimes I just try to keep away from all of them because I'm like, oh, do you know what? I'd like to hear all the news, but I don't want to. You don't want to have to see that. Like, it's really rough, isn't it? Like, it's really, really hard to watch.
It used to be, they would be like, these are too shocking to show. And then some people would be like, whatever, you know, if it was like a load of kids dying and all, people were like, people need to see these images just so that you see how fucking horrible this situation is.
Sometimes you do,
but then now it's just like, we're going to show you everything.
Yeah, I think now there's just no warnings about it.
But that's not news, though. That was just someone filming. But still,
I don't know. I don't know how you get the medium, but I think there's definitely something to be said for it. You shouldn't just straight away like live stream like a mass killing of people. It's a bit like,
and it's a different story in places like that, because there was one guy, right? I shouldn't laugh, but he walked along and he was like, you know, like giving off in fucking Turkish or whatever he was speaking. And he's like, oh god, and he basically pointed at this fucking body that had been cut in half, like the way you would point it, like, yeah, you gonna take these bin bags in or what, for fuck's sake? That was his like body language. He's like, oh, look at this shit here, oh, for fuck's sake. And his body was just guts everywhere.
But like, does it affect you watching that? Like, you're just saying guts everywhere. Like,
yeah, it didn't feel great. I mean, luckily it was like
the amount of times you come in to be just with a strange face, like a strange look on your face, like just more than normal. And you're just like, oh, why did I watch that? And I'll be like, what is it? And then you'll be like, it's, and you'll start to say, I'm like, no, don't even tell me what it is. Even if it's not something as horrific as that, it's just like, no, I don't, no, please, no.
Well, the only.
And you'll sit there for just going, oh, why? Why did I watch that? Someone being beheaded, why?
Well, the only good thing, not good thing, saving grace bit of it was shot at night on a phone, so it was a bit like, and it was all crazy, and so you didn't really see much. I still feel a bit sick though. Right, I'm going to have to move on to questions here because there are so many. Let me rush through these. What's your thoughts on Pokemon Go? I think I feel a bit left out, like I'm not into it.
Were you into Pokemon at all then?
No, not at all. There's a lot of shit that I just completely skimmed over. I sort of, it looks like fun, like if you were into it. I just don't get the reward for doing it, other than.
But you catch them all. What do you mean there's no reward?
I know, I just didn't know, like, what the. You know, do you win money or something? I don't know.
I love Pokemon when I was younger. And I wouldn't have been, like, a massive fan. Like, people were, like, super fans. Whereas I was, like, every so often would be able to have, like, pocket money and buy a pack of cards.
Pokemon?
Yeah. But it used to be, like, whatever. It was probably, like, £1 or something. But, like, for a pack of cards. And you get a pack and you'd open them and you're, like, I think it was, like, I can't remember how many was in, like, a pack. And you'd be, like, quickly looking through them and you're, like, oh, amazing. You got, like, a really good one. Or you'd be, like, these are all crap.
Is there six in a pack of
cards? I can't remember. I actually can't remember. And then you'd go into primary school the next day and everyone's be, like, what do you have if you had two or something? And you just wanted to have all good ones. And then you'd watch Pokemon. I don't know. I still don't know because I don't really, I've never, ever been into any, I don't know, like, those kind of cartoons ever. But for some reason, it was the only one that I really liked.
I think it's good. It's so funny, the thing that the wee girl talking about her sore legs, because she actually had to fucking go and walk around and get
those.
Well,
that's the good thing about it, isn't it? Like, you actually have to physically do it, which sounds quite fun. It's a bit like those, like, what they do on iPhones, where you like try and find, called Geo, whatever that's called.
No idea.
You know the one where it's like, you like follow something on your iPhone, and it's like all these little
Geo cities?
Oh, goodness, I can't remember the word for it.
I just made that up.
Someone will know. And there's like little things where you can like find them basically around the country. And you can either like write on them or like you leave them there for people, other people to find. Kind of similar to that, really. So you're getting out and about, really.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's good. More serious question. What's your favourite kind of cake? Carrot?
Carrot cake's good. Is banoffee a cake? I don't know.
It's a pie.
Banoffee pie, yeah. Cake. Chocolate cake.
Carrot, though?
Carrot is really good.
Coffee? Lemon drizzle?
Don't like either of those, really.
Well, it's not all about you. Well, sometimes it's about me.
Sometimes. It's not.
What do you think of Kevin Hart? Tell me.
Never met him.
Yeah. I think he's a very interesting character. He's just silly, isn't he? But one of my favourite things to always reference is when Patrice O'Neill was talking about him. Because Patrice O'Neill is the fucking alpha male gorilla of New York comedy. And he's just like, he's like, I'm not begrudging his fame or anything, but he's like, that's Lil Kev. Like, he was the brunt of every fucking joke from all those other comedians, like Bill Burr and Louis, you know. He was just Lil Kev, like this wee fucking annoying guy doing comedy. And now he's like the biggest comedian in the world. Second only to Shane Todd. Can you help me? There appears to be some sort of brown sludge trying to force its way out of my arsehole. What should I do? Just let it happen, bro. What's your recipe for spicy guacamole? From Pete Crawford. I tell you what, Pete. Avocados. Tomatoes. Cucumbers. Chili. Salt, pepper. That's all was in ours last night. Oh yeah.
It was really nice.
Instead of onion, I put in some spring onions. Some scallions.
It was super oniony, actually.
It was very oniony. Didn't put any lime in it because we didn't have any, but I actually kind of prefer it without, to be honest with you.
Oh.
You can put coriander in too, but you don't always have it. I like it with coriander, but we just didn't have any. So there you go, Pete. Glad we could get that out of the fucking way. The Fellowship Podcast. Absolutely confused talking to a guy who says he knows Barry the Blender but doesn't know Colin Geddes. Hashtag wanker. I actually sent him a message back saying, was it my dad by any chance? That's a joke. But I was just talking about that a minute ago. About people.
It happens quite frequently, doesn't it?
But I was saying about people like, you know, like I do way more now than I did when I made those videos.
Yeah.
But people are a bit like, are you okay? What are you doing now that you don't make those? And you're like, oh, right. Well, it's just making videos for other people for money and being on TV.
Running a comedy club
and doing stand up and stuff like that, really.
Nothing much.
But I was just talking about how, like, there are still a lot of people who just are like, there's Barry Blender. But there are definitely people now that just listen to this or just watch whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, there's people who just are in to certain strains.
There's also a lot of people come up to you and say, oh, and call you Barry the Blender. And say like, oh, you were at a party or you were at such and such bar, you were at this or that, Barry the Blender, and you're an absolute dick, you never talked to anyone. And you went, no, I wasn't there. Yeah, yeah, you were. And you're like, well, no, because that's you think that it's someone else, obviously. You know, it wasn't you, because obviously you would have known it's like you've got a different name and everything. People just come and go like, no, yeah, 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 you were there. No, definitely not. Or like sometimes like even like the last time we were away and stuff, like someone was like, we kept going like, yeah, no, his name's Colin. Yeah, yeah, and yeah, I don't care. And you're like, oh, okay. Like,
where was that?
Rathlin.
Oh yeah.
He just refused to call you. He's like, yeah, yeah, Barry. So and you're like, well, that's not his name. Most people are like, oh, sorry, yeah, of course. You're like, most people just maybe don't know that's your name somehow.
But anyway. Well, I don't really care about that. But it's the fact that they wouldn't know. Like, you know, even if I saw someone that was in a program that I was like, I know their character name.
Yeah, but some people like
you would be aware that they have a real name.
Well, that's what I mean. But some like the question was like. They've heard the maid would be like, no, but I don't, you know, I don't know his name. I've never heard of it. They'd never even thought of you having another name.
What do
some people think that's actually you, though? The character's actually you.
Well, then they're fucking retarded.
That'd be really funny, wouldn't it? Actually, I do think a lot of people do.
Especially when the first ones came out, people were like, thought it was real. Oh, I burped there. Anyway, fuck them. Well, I spent about 20 minutes talking about it a minute ago, just saying like how in hindsight, I probably could have just ran with that till it fucking burned out. But all things kind of burn out anyway, so you may as well just try and diversify. You know? Don't just be the one thing. Does that make sense? At all?
It does.
Right, I've 17 questions here on fucking Facebook, so I'll read out the good ones. Let's crack a Pokemon Go. Dale Crozier. If you could pick a historical figure to punch in the face, who would it be and why? Who would you punch in the face? Long silence.
There's so many people you would punch in the face, wouldn't you?
I mean, it would be good to punch like Hitler because he's such a wee fruit that he would just die.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, he's a bit of the fucking Ramsay Boltons about him. We are like
very Ramsay Bolton.
We are right? Like, you're par crazy, but you're a wee fucking mincer. When was the last time there was like Putin? I respect Putin.
Putin or Putin?
Both. Both.
What about just Willie Fraser? Because it'd be funny.
Oh, we'll get the Willie Fraser. It'd be a good video. But then, you know, you're wandering into like, did you just punch a man with mental health issues?
That's true. But I mean, there's so many
He's fucking nuts.
Historical nutters that you're like, why not just, he's just a local crazy man. So
yeah.
That'd be easier, wouldn't it? Go back in time, find Hitler.
Yeah. Did you get cunted yesterday? I didn't realise that doing one Snapchat video about a bank holiday, saying getting cunted on a Sunday, that so many people would say it to me.
Oh, that's sweet, isn't it?
That's sweet. Thanks, Lauren. What do you think of a United Ireland? And that has one like from Sean Dougherty. I mean, it's hard to have an opinion here, isn't it?
It is funny, though, that now you're allowed to... Like, people do have an opinion more on that now. Whereas before, it'd be like, no, you're not even...
I mean,
you're not even really allowed to say if you...
I don't think it's ever a bad thing to just be one country. Because it seems fucking mad if you were to... There are a lot of people probably don't understand what's going on here. But if you explain it to them, they're like, that's fucked up that happens. But then you got the sort of... You've got Northern Ireland, which is part of fucking UK and all that shit. But it gets to the point where it's like... Almost like the Stockholm Syndrome type of thing. Where... You know, maybe you're occupied by someone else, but then enough time goes by where there's actually a level of security being part of this fucking group. Maybe not anymore with the Brexit thing, but definitely from a sporting point of view, I'm sure Ireland could do with having one fucking football team.
You start with sports and work down.
It's only about sport, and who gives a fuck about anything else? Really? Do you want a better... Like... Here, put it this way. Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland are fucking... I mean, they did okay at the Euros, but who gives a shit? On a global scale, they're bollocks. You know, when you're like, oh, do you want to play Latvia? And you just about draw with them. Yet, Ireland's rugby team are like...
Yeah.
Consistently top five.
Ireland have actually a lot
Best team in the world.
A lot of good sporting people. Do you think about it?
They do?
Yeah.
Me.
You.
Stevie Ferris.
Rory McIlroy.
Keith
says he plays for Ireland as well.
What?
There was a whole like thing, like, will he say, like, you know, say for Olympics and stuff, even though he's not doing it, like, will he say Great Britain or will he say Ireland? But he always plays for Ireland.
His name's fucking Rory McIlroy.
That doesn't matter what his name is.
Okay. You just turned into, like, the Rock there. That doesn't matter much.
No, but I don't think it does matter anymore really, that much. I don't think you can really say just because someone's name. I think they're very transferable names.
But, like, Great Britain isn't a country. You know, it's like a fucking group of shit. I don't know. I mean, look at, like...
Are you saying absolutely, what do you call it? United Ireland, then? Are you all up for United Ireland?
I mean...
Get some Euros?
I feel like I don't really have a... Well, probably. Does it not make a bit more sense, though?
Oh, it makes way more sense to, have one
currency everywhere. It gets borderline. There's so much fucking, like, embarrassment and edginess around, like, what's your nationality and what passport do you have and all? And you're like, oh, 9 passports, but I'm from here, but it's technically there and it's contained within there, but there's a border and all. You're like,
that's what you said. We're like in Northern Ireland, we're like in a Venn diagram of places.
Yeah, you're like in this shit bit in the middle where you have to explain for half an hour.
And that's why everyone is pissed off, because everyone has every right to claim they are part of whatever part or whatever nationality, but everyone's just in the middle. And no one seems to just say Northern Irish. Like, everyone likes to be like, no, I'm British
Irish. I like to say Northern Irish, but...
Well, I know loads of people do, but not a lot of people do. If there was more people just went, let's just be Northern Ireland, that might be right.
Because there is a difference between Southern people and Northern people, whether there is a physical, political, whatever divide.
There's a difference between people in Dublin and Cork. You know, it is the same thing. It's like, it's not like we're totally...
Fuck me.
Crazy. I don't know.
Who said that? Kevin Falloon. Why is that? Why did you start a war in this room?
Jesus Christ.
I know you're not a football fan, but do you have Google? Google Graziano.
I know you're not a football fan. Everyone knows you're not a football fan, Colin. Sad. I think I watched more of the Euros than you did. You were making videos for it.
Yeah, I couldn't give a fuck.
I just tell you what happened.
All the hype, and then it started one day, and I was like, why is there football on a Tuesday afternoon? I was like, oh, it's the Euros.
Every day, why is there football on?
Grazia. Oh, no, I've had too much coffee, really. We bought that fucking coffee, and it's like 3/4 done. So,
I like the way you use we a lot whenever you've done something.
Yeah. He had a pile of coffee. Maureen, be better, crack. You're no cracking these.
I'm so sorry, I'm trying to eat banana.
So, who told me to Google that? Hold on.
I find it really hard to concentrate because it's so sunny.
Lee McGlinchey is like, Google this football player. And then he's like, would you? So I'll show you because you're a woman.
Would I what?
I don't know.
Let's see. Would I what?
Oh. He definitely looks like he rides boys, but he's handsome.
Not my type at all.
No?
No.
He's handsome as fuck with the vinyl hair, the plastic hair.
He's not like chunky enough looking.
Well, that's only his face. He might be chunky.
I don't think so. I can tell.
Might have a chunky piece on him. Now he's like, I'm quite slight, but look at my chunky fucking joint over here.
We can't get chunky in my pants. No.
4 fingers.
No. Nah.
No, not for you.
I don't know. I mean, he's probably...
I mean, if you put him in a polo neck and threw him in the Alibi on a Saturday night, he wouldn't look...
Yeah, I feel like he looks like a lot of people. I don't think he's not unattractive. He's obviously very attractive, but not for me. Yeah,
he's definitely slick and
good
looking.
He's definitely one of the people that will go to Alibi with a cravat on. Like, I've seen that, and literally went, oh my God. Like,
it really
terrifies me now to, like, imagine having to go out and be single, because there's just so many just... completely metrosexual men now, like, just they all have tannel,
like me.
They all show their ankles,
like me. For about 2 weeks you've said every day, like, you should really take care of that unibrow, and I'm like, yeah, I'll get it sometime.
It's grown back into like a, it looks like a fringe knuckle.
I'll get it when it's thick.
But
it's like getting your legs waxed or something. You don't do it when it's stubbly. You gotta let it grow out a bit.
Although I'm convinced that only happened from the time you had to get your eyebrows threaded. They started to grow then.
Well, that's how they get you.
Yeah.
They start with that, and then you're there every week getting fucking threaded. That was murder, by the way, but that was probably when I started this podcast, matter of fact.
What do you think of him then? Would you know?
Would you? Nah, not for me either.
Not for you, no.
We
kind of like a larger man, don't we call?
Yeah, but like, my man crushes are definitely just based on really cool people.
I thought you were going to say cute people there.
No, like really cool. But there are a lot of males who girls are like, oh my God, he's gorgeous, who as a male you look at, as a straight man you would look at and go, why does anyone find him attractive at all? Whereas there's other people where I'm like, why has this guy not got 5 girls sucking his dick all day?
Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Who else? Hardy.
Hardy.
Mm.
Only you'd probably have to wait in line to get a wee nibble at his, because it's, you know, it's his one saving grace.
That's why you like him.
He's hot as fuck, but wee tiny penis. Haha.
But he's an intense actor, so you can't even look down for a second to look at it. You're looking at his eyes.
Yeah, his dick's looking at you too.
Yeah, hello.
Even his dick has traps.
Yeah, that's good looking. I can't think of people.
Me. People like that, you know.
Andy Samberg.
Fuck off. See that?
No one else fancies Andy Samberg, do they? No. No. No?
Lucy said you fancied him, I think. You got evil eyes there. You're like, oh, I'm not sharing them with Lucy.
Get back, Lucy.
You goddamn bitch.
It's really weird, though, because he's like 44. Like he's a lot older than you think he is.
He's got boy face.
You think he's like, yeah, he's like
I thought 30. That the other day when I was looking at, what was his name? Macaulay Culkin's. I was like, you definitely want your face to age like a man face instead of be a
boy. Oh, he wrecked himself though. He's like 18 and looked like a boy face.
He's a stressful life. He's fighting off burglars his whole fucking life. Didn't get a night's sleep. How do you make weapons out of a tin of paint here? Fuck's sake. But he just doesn't look right. Blonde people aren't attractive, no offence, guys.
Ooh, that's a very broad statement, Colin.
I've never seen a hot blonde girl in my life.
No one. I'm trying to think of someone now. Margot Robbie.
Yeah, but she's like cute hot. Do you know what I mean? Blonde people are like a cute hot.
Or Blake Lively. Do you like her?
Nah, not really.
No?
Nah.
Ryan Reynolds, you like him better than
yeah,
him?
Yeah, he's hot as shit. You see, I totally get why girls would fancy him.
Yeah, I fancy him.
Because he's funny as fuck and his bod is off the charts. No doubt got a fat piece on him. So many celebs dicks I want to see.
You really do fancy more men than women, I think.
Nah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's because you don't get time to get crushes on these women, Maureen. You're just like, next. Where's the next one? You know what I'm saying? I don't know what that means.
Sheep just bad.
Meh. Right, let me rip through these because this podcast is 4 hours long. Should the death camps be reopened for all these terrorists? I don't know why you would need to facilitate a camp to just murder people.
How would you get them in the camp? Just,
Tell them there's free fucking benefits. Oh, controversial! Yeah! David Swan, can you make these voices stop? No, I can't even stop my own. What wild Pokemon will be roaming Laveries on Wednesday night? Fucking none.
What would be your Pokemon name if you were a Pokemon?
Dickachu. What would it be?
Give everyone a Pokemon name. I just try to imagine you in a Pokemon in a cartoon form. It's really funny. It's not regular, Mickey. I guess.
Limbipus. Krusty Puss. Who else is there? Aaron. Flumpy Loaf. What's in your hair today?
What?
It's some white. It's like fluff. What would mine be? Porky Chunks? Chunky Pork? I have no idea. I don't know. What sort of Pokemon? Do they sound like legit Pokemon names?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. Let's move on. Are you a fan of Epic Mealtime? Yes.
Do they still do things, no?
Yeah.
Actually, I
like that guy that does them. Harley, what's his name? I've been watching his vlogs. One of the reasons why I might do my own vlog. Gonna buy a camera right now, Maureen, after this podcast. Start a vlog. Are you excited about that? I am.
Yes.
It's content for everyone. Enjoy it.
Also, it's sunny. You look beautiful in the sun.
I do. I look like... What's his name? Out of fucking... What's the thing out of... Fuck me, Harry Potter with a no nose.
Voldemort.
That's what I look like in the winter. But in the sun, beautiful, beautiful head like a Malteser. Jude Morrow, does Brexit take a watery shite on your chances of a European tour? I'm not, who's going on a European tour? Not me. Hey, Belgium, what's up? What's up? Any podcast listeners here in Belgium?
Still in Europe, though.
What? Yeah. Who cares?
You know.
I know you've...
No.
I know you've now had a sponsor, too, mate. But would you consider starting a Patreon voluntary crowdfunding? I'd be happy to pay £2 a month if it helps pay for new equipment. Good man. You're paying £2 a month for fucking 20 years. Best crowdfunding site for artists. I'll look that up, actually, because...
That was really cute of him, actually, to say that to
you. Yeah, thank you. But that's the thing, like...
You used to that, like,
think yeah! No, but what happens is, you know, your mom's house podcast
yeah.
that I listen to? They have a Patreon site, which is like, they have their podcast for free, and then they do extra content for the Patreon thing, so it's like, you pay for that.
And then you get, like...
you get more extra content. But it's very little, it is, like... But say you could get, you know, if you could get 100 people to pay £2 a month for your extra fucking content... That you would be making anyway, kind of. It means you're getting like a bit of money, just for knocking out your content from your own fans.
Buy a new sound recorder that you want.
Yeah, but it would sort of go in a circle because I probably would up the game a bit production wise. Instead of me and you sharing a sound recorder, we probably have a recorder with two mics.
Well, I'll not be on it because that guy hates me so.
And you're eating a banana now, which is so black at the bottom. Have you seen the color of that?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
I don't know why I just poked it there.
It's probably full of worms.
Don't.
I lifted a bag of bananas once in Tesco's and there was like a pink spider. It was like a mite. Was that what it would be? Like a big fucking... It wasn't a spider, but it was like a big creepy crawly that was pink and it moved on it and I would... Just, yeah, Damien, I'll check that out and then I'll come knocking on your door for £2. But that's the sort of thing...
Send it in an envelope in cash.
That's the sort of
£2 coins.
Tape to a card like your granny would do it. But like vlog stuff... Or whatever content might be, or even stand up material from Lavery's or something. You just do that everywhere. Right, oh my god, there's so many questions here. Fernando Dominguez. Ban Russia for steroids. Nah, let them all take steroids. Look up Alexander Karelin or something. Russian wrestler. The guy looks like the actual Hulk. They called him the experiment because he's mainly chemicals. How big of a wank is Willie Fraser? Let's skim through the rest of these questions.
Oh, go back
and we'll
to...
come back to Willie Fraser.
Go back to Willie.
Weirdest celeb you've met? I haven't really met many. I met Roy Walker once, because I was gigging with him. He didn't give a fuck. Met Patrick Kilty once, and him and Mickey were talking about insoles for their flat feet.
Oh.
I don't know, I haven't really met many. What other... Have I met anyone else recently?
Famous? I don't think so. But you will probably think of someone now, but that's how much you don't really think about it. I don't know.
I don't know. Jackie Fullerton. It's all bullshit, really. And they're all from here, anyway. But nuclear weapons in NI, and we're in charge, lol. I don't get... I was talking about that earlier because they had that nuclear trident fucking vote in Parliament. And then that Scottish girl was all like, you're just fucking paying for fucking... Like she was going off on one. But the thing is, if anyone has nuclear weapons, you have to have them too.
It seems to be the way, unfortunately, yeah.
Just everyone has them, no one uses them. But she's like, you can't feed your fucking children in the... Dressed like a felon.
But yeah, I know.
Right. Seeing you're a dab hand in the kitchen, have you ever tried sous vide steak? No.
What's that?
It's when they like vacuum pack it and put it in water and you cook it really low for ages. It means like if you fried a steak, it goes like charred, overdone, and then like there's one layer of like well cooked and then in the middle it's raw basically, whereas you cook it slow, it's perfect the whole way through, and then you just sear the top. So you see the ones you cut it and it's just pure pink the whole way through, but not like raw anywhere, it's just medium the whole way through. I never have because I don't really have the equipment, to be honest with you. But I would like one. Saying that, me and you're about to go for brunch, and we'll probably get
9 or 12 eggs
and about 15 sausages stuffed in a thing. Who would you rather lead you across Middle Earth to Mordor? Aragorn, Gimli with an Uzi, Susan Boyle with a camp. You see, I don't even get the references there really. What's Aragorn?
Pretty sure that's a person.
Okay.
I don't know.
Listen, Weston Glendenning, if that's your real name. That's a pretty cool name, isn't it?
What?
Weston Glendenning. Glendenning.
Sounds like a place.
Yeah. I'm from Weston Glendenning. Right, let's let's hammer Willie Fraser here for a second. How big of a wank is Willie Fraser? And that's from Paddy McKenna. Obviously not a big fan, judging by your name. Sounds like everyone on the Ra. I saw a very funny video, and it was an American woman at like the 12th of July parades, and they're asking her like what she thought of it. She's like, I love the festivities and the parades, and I love how the Irish people just da da da, and it just went like stopped, and then it cut to Willie Fraser, and when the guy shouted at him, he's just like, what do you fucking say, slumber? What the heck, gross.
He's a strange little man, isn't he?
He's just mentally ill. I mean, first of all, he got arrested. I don't know what for. If it was for driving with a fucking camera, filming while he's driving, that's pretty dangerous. Maybe he'll just drive into a fucking wall someday. But then someone threw stones at his car, and he's like, these filthy Republicans are throwing stones at the motor. And he's just nuts. Like, he just needs fuck. I don't even know what he does. I don't think he's in Parliament. MLA types. He just walks around giving off about Republicans, even though he lives near the border, which cracks me up no end.
Yeah, the videos are just ridiculous. You know what I mean? They're just so ignorant. You're just like,
they're so stupid. And it's easy.
Isn't how you're able to throw in hunger strikers? Just
it's easy to get
out of nowhere and like no contact. And you're just like, oh God.
It's easy to get fired up about it. But what you really should do is just ignore him, because the fact that he's getting views on Facebook, he's loving it.
He's loving the attention.
And he's starting to say more and more like outrageous shit just to get attention. Yeah.
But it's a shame, because it is people like him keep everything a bit crap, you know what I mean? Keeps people being annoyed about stuff all the time. Like, most people, I don't think, have those opinions anymore. You know, those kind of really strong,
But I think people should
sort us of, and you opinions. I don't like that.
People should just ignore him.
But I think that's what I don't like the most. It's just the them and us. It's always them and us, and they do this, and they, you know, it's just like two different animals fighting. You know what I mean? You're like, no. If everyone is, like, who cares? Like, I just don't understand why.
It's actually,
I just don't think a lot of people have that opinion anymore, thank God. But it's people like him, you're like, oh, just be quiet, because
yeah, I feel like it's
you're just ruining everything.
Everyone's
fine.
Like, you know, it's them and us, and in fact, it's just us and him.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Being a fucking dickhead. Anyway, fuck him.
But the only bit that I really didn't like was the whole, like, it was a bit, he started slagging off, like, oh, of course, Republicans, but then just saying, like, was it like they're down there just drinking Guinness with their gnomes or something? Like, it was so, it didn't even make sense, but like, and all this blah blah, and they've no culture and well, all this kind of stuff. And you're just like, that doesn't even make any sense, number one. And number two, it's a bit like the United Ireland thing. I don't know why anyone wouldn't really want to be kind of Irish. Like, there's all the cool things about being Irish, you know what I mean? Like,
but that's because you're in the Ra, right? So,
well, like, yeah, I'm totally in the Ra, I'm joking. But,
oh no! Sorry.
No, but we've talked about this before. Like, there's something, you know, there's a great Irish culture. I don't know why you'd be so against it completely. Nothing to do with religion, republicanism, nothing to do with anything like that. I'm just talking about the general vibe of an Irish culture. Like the stuff you saw at the Euros with all the fans, all that kind of stuff.
McGregor fights.
That, yeah, that to me, how could you be like, no, I'm not Irish at all, you know, if you're from here. I don't know, like, to me, I just would be like, oh, but, you know, you can be both, obviously, but I don't know why you'd be really detached from it, even though you still live here, you know, like, you think it's a completely, they are different people to us, but you live still technically in Ireland. You're allowed to be British if you want, or you're allowed to be Northern Irish, you're allowed to be whatever, but I still don't think you can, I don't understand why someone would really be so against it, really, or think it's a bad thing. It's not at all. Again, this has nothing to do with the politics side of it or religion side, but I just mean the general, like, culture. I don't know why. To me, I think it's a great thing. To me, that would make me proud to be, like, Irish, because you're like, oh, Irish people are known as being really friendly, good fun. You know, it's like, I don't know why you think that's a bad thing or have to associate it always with republicanism or, I don't know, anything like that, any type of religion.
Well, why don't you just move over the border?
Yeah, but then that, there's no border, so...
Why does he keep saying that?
I know.
Bother. Oh, the fuck.
I know,
bother.
He sounds like the biggest flipping dog monster ever, like.
I know. When you're just no cracking these podcasts.
Sorry. Just really patriotic about being Irish. I'm just so fired up now. But so I'm definitely joining the rally just to fight him.
Yeah, I'll get the forms from the post office.
Do you get them just there?
Hi, yeah. I'm saying, do you have the RAF forms?
Irish passport and RAF forms, please.
Yeah, which RAF? Which RAF do you want to join? I never thought about that.
Oh, God. What's the difference?
Yeah.
Is there a different price for different...
I know.
The membership fee?
Imagine it was just too much... Just too much admin you couldn't be held.
Yeah.
You have to fill in this the online form and then send us.
Photos.
Yeah. Fuck this.
Join the
UDA.
Yeah. What's closer?
What do you need there? Just tattoos in your knuckles. Yeah. Right. We're going to have to end this because it's going to run out of battery and we've been going for like an hour and 40. Longest podcast ever, maybe. Is that right?
Is that my fault? Or?
Yeah, you talk so much shit. And you're no crack. You're no crack at all.
I'm so sorry.
That's the new t-shirt. Maureen's no crack. No harm to you, but no harm to you, Mr. Funny for Money. Your girlfriend's not that much crack. That guy loves me, doesn't he?
What?
I just want you, Colin. Just you talking, Colin.
Just you talk to me.
I love you. Tell her shut up.
If you start every sentence with my name.
Tell her we girl shut up. I don't like her. Just you what? No more talking, Colin. I love you.
Colin, you always ask me to be in it, and also I'm always in randomly at the end because I've either came back from work.
How mad is it though? Like
I came downstairs thinking you finished. Yeah, and you're right. Like,
but what's more mental, me talking while you're just over there, or just you just talk in the thing? You're arguing me now, okay?
See, look what you've done, man.
Yeah, whatever your fucking name was, you piece of shit. Right, I'm gonna go here. Remember, guys, Lavery's Comedy Club is tomorrow night. If you're listening to this on Tuesday, the other big gig I have to plug is of course the Ulster Hall, the 29th of October. Where six of us are going to try and pack that bitch out and do stand-up comedy at it. Isn't that right, Maury?
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be exciting. Keep your eye out, because I might start a blog, vlog, whatever, this week. Follow me on Snapchat. And a shout-out one more time to our sponsors. Two today, Maury. Beer52.com.
Delicious beers as well. We got to try a few.
And I don't know whether they would be into me saying it. In their read, but they fuck you up.
Oh yeah,
hard style.
I think everyone should do what we did. Was there was like four of us.
Oh, so I've told them.
Everyone drink a bit.
You,
ooh.
You take like a fucking quarter glass each, but you do it for like 10 bottles of beer. I was fucking wrecked. I was really like
just absolutely zinged.
I was zinged off my tits, bro. Like I am zinged. Beer 52. Sign up with them. Buy some beer. Put the code BANTER10 in, BANTER10, get £10 off your first order, and Uber, call up the Ubers. All you do is download the app, and put the code BANTER15 in, and you get 15 quid's worth of free travel with Uber car services.
That's really good.
And by the way, if you're in London, if you're in fucking Glasgow, wherever, and you listen to this shit, the code works all across the UK.
Oh, that's good.
So milk my tits into a good cup. Banter 15, 15 quid's worth of fucking free travel. Just do it. Do it once for what? Just get it, do it once. And just have Uber on your phone anytime you need a car. And it's cheaper than taxis. And they rate you and you rate them and everything's all fucking good. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, you can get home from... Benedict's now, easily enough now.
Yeah, you can go from Benedict's to fucking whatever that street is facing Benedict's.
Sheet Street to Shaftesbury.
Swing us past fucking Chip
Bring
Company then.
KFC there, please.
No, you may get your money's worth. You'd be going like, drive me to KFC and fucking voucher.
Yeah, even if you just take that £15 and go, just take me somewhere. Take a magical trip.
Take me till that 15 quid runs out and then we're gone, bro.
And then leave me there.
Right, I'm going to go here. As usual, I've been asking people to send me in music if you're in a band, and I'll do my best to play them. This week's tune is from a band called Those Ghosts. So here's their tune. The song is called Bullets. Did you frown because the song went away?
Yeah.
Oh. The song is called Bullets, so I'm not going to play it through the microphone, but I'll just cut it in to the actual podcast. See you next week. Bye.
splinter with my increasing. I'm having trouble trying to find the words to say what.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.